Good afternoon and welcome to yet another rainy day in beautiful Lanark County. Grant Demme with you here on today's edition of In Focus, and it's a big day on Lake 88. Of course, you may have been listening all morning. I hope you have. We've been highlighting various fundraisers throughout our region, and we will be continuing that all afternoon, and it carries on into our In Focus today. Today, we are joined by Mary Presley Villas. She is the co-founder and president of PSC Partners Canada. PSC, if you do not know, is a liver disease called primary sclerosing cholangitis. If you've never heard of PSC before, that's quite all right. Not a lot of people have, but we'll get into that and a lot later and touching on the fundraising aspects of Mary's job. So let's dive right in, Mary. Tell us a little bit about what your organization does. And as you mentioned before we started recording today, that it's all based on volunteers.
Yeah, sure. So we are an all-volunteer organization that was formed in 2015. And our mission is to drive research to identify treatments and a cure for a rare disease that affects the liver called primary sclerosing cholangitis, also known as PSC, while providing education and support for those impacted by this rare disease.
And so I imagine being an all-volunteer organization and coming up with your own ways to get the word out and fundraising and things like that, there are some challenges that are involved.
Absolutely. I mean, the challenges are that we're a rare disease. So this disease directly affects about maybe 3,000 to 5,000 Canadians. So getting attention for a disease that has a big, complicated, hard to pronounce name that most people have never heard of unless they are personally affected by it, it is hard to get attention for the disease. And we don't have, you know, the infrastructure and the staff to do big events and galas and PR events. So we're really grateful that your radio station is promoting getting the word out about our organization. We are mostly supported by friends and family members and patients, people who are affected directly by PSC who want to make a difference. And so they either donate money or they volunteer or they help organize. And the money goes towards research.
And how much of your role at PSC Partners Canada involves drumming up fundraising ideas and donations? Is that a significant portion of your day-to-day, would you say?
Well, I think the significant focus is on connecting with patients because that is where most of our funds come from, directly from those who are affected. So we focus on supporting people, providing resources for people to help patients not feel alone in having this disease that nobody's heard of. And through that, we then do hold fundraising events. We typically hold two events during the year, and then we try to support individuals who want to hold their own events and have the funds go to PSC Partners Canada. We simply don't have the staff to do events. So that's sort of our model. We try to get the word out. We try to be useful to people so they understand that donating to us will be helpful, both in supporting themselves and other patients and in funding research.
Where do we sort of stand in that conversation around research and development? I mean, as you've mentioned a couple of times, PSC, it's such a rare disease, so it doesn't get the limelight other significant diseases do. So where are we along in the process of research and developing, hopefully, a cure? Because this is a lifelong illness, and right now the only quote-unquote cure is a liver transplant, and even then PSC can come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are not sure what causes PSC. It's nobody knows what causes PSC. Right now, the thinking is that there's a genetic predisposition and then something triggers this, whether it's something from the environment or the disruption in the microbiome, either due to a viral infection or some kind of bacterial infection. We really don't know what causes it. And we currently have no approved treatments. There are some treatments that are approved for some of the symptoms of PSC, which, as you know, are things that are typical of liver disease, such as intractable itching, extreme fatigue. It can progress to some cognitive dysfunction, sleep dysfunction. So there are some treatments for symptom management. As far as what's happening with the research, there's a lot of activity. This PSC is often called the last black box of liver disease because there's so much is not known about it, and it's very interesting. So there is interest in doing research. There are quite a few drugs in the pipeline. The activity in the pharma research is that ongoing activity. There are a number of early stage clinical trials. There is, I believe, one phase three clinical trial that's going on in Europe. So phase three would be the last phase of development before a potential approval for marketing a drug would happen. There was a phase three trial going on in the United States and Canada that was just recently suspended because the early data did not look like it was going to lead to any evidence of efficacy. So they stopped that trial. So there is activity, but there's nothing immediate. It'll be years. So we focus on funding researchers and also doing things that we can do, such as collecting as much information in a safe and secure way to support the research, helping researchers contact patients who might be interested in participating in a trial or participating in a clinical trial. So we support having a patient registry, and we have a couple of other big research projects that we are sponsoring to further the search for better understanding.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to learn more about your organization or what PSC really is, how can they go about doing that?
Thank you so much. Absolutely, they can go to our website, which is pscpartners.ca. They can also go to the U.S. website, which has a lot of information about the organization. We are legal affiliates with PSC Partners Seeking a Cure in the United States. And they can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, PSC Partners Canada.
And of course, we're just coming out of April now, which was Be a Donor Month. And obviously, with a disease like PSC, liver donation and organ donation is so critical, but that touches a lot more Canadians than just the few thousand people living with this specific disease. It impacts everybody. Why do you think, first of all, it's just so important to sign up and be a donor and really take that first step?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, as you just said, we have no cure, but we do have one treatment. And it, as you said, it's not a cure, but PSC currently will progress at some point to end-stage liver disease, and transplantation is a life-saving treatment for those with end-stage liver disease. And so absolutely think about being a donor for all of your organs. Make sure that if you want to be a donor, that you talk to your family. Something that not everybody is aware of is that even if you're signed up to be a donor, if your family currently in many provinces, if your family does not know that was your wish, the transplant may not go ahead. So it's a two-part thing to do. Make sure that you sign up in your province to be a donor and have a conversation with your next of kin and your loved ones that this is something that you wish to have happen. And also be aware that living organ donation is possible. Many people with PSC do actually rely on living liver organ donation. So if you are under the age of 60 and you have a healthy liver, you can donate a piece of your liver and it will regrow. And that is a very life-saving option for many people.
What are the wait lists looking like? I mean, obviously we're talking here on liver disease, so I'm sure you know the figures for liver transplant wait lists, but just generally speaking, I mean, there's a lot more people that need an organ transplant than there is people, you know, giving them up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know the actual numbers offhand, but every year people leave the list because there was no organ available for them. And let's be clear, leaving the list with end-stage liver disease is a kind way of saying that they died. And if everybody who died from natural causes or from accidents were donating their livers, this would not happen. So these deaths are preventable. And also even the living, like, I think it's wonderful that we have this option of living liver donation, but if all of the livers that were deceased from other reasons that were healthy were used for transplantation, we wouldn't need to put somebody through a major surgery to donate a piece of their liver while they were alive. So there's a lot that can be done, and, you know, I think there's a lot of people who would be willing to be donors who just need to take that extra step to make sure that they make their wishes known, and that will save lives. And I think we all want to do that.
Well, I really appreciate your time this afternoon, Mary. Thank you so much for joining me, and it was great to chat with you and learn a little bit more about PSC.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate chatting with you too.
That'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow.